this that they can ever say that an atmosphere is not in, not even cutting wood would make an atmosphere.
Ever said that they.
That's why.
Or I've said it over and over again.
Yeah, I've never been a problem. You said it so clearly and strong today that they will figure you screwed yourself.
Right.
I think. And therefore, they will run the thing. Big form. When the president says that they will pay for their trust, they'll think, that's the old Lincoln. He's finally, you know, he's saying that. And you're saying exactly what you ought to say. Exactly the right way. They won't show the people standing in chair. They'll cut it. They'll get your thing cut.
I think that's right. You know, they did that to me on CBS last night. They trimmed out, they trimmed out 45 seconds to prove the Shore premise and stuck it in. And,
I was going to say one thing. All the lines here is that one real truth. Creeping aggression made by those assholes and aggressors that are never been a man who's tougher, colder, more precise than he is. It's amazing how he's handling.
Well, he wasn't cold this morning. He came in really fired up this morning.
He finished.
Oh, no, I mean, what he got to work this morning. I imagine he's going through his paces out there now.
No, I called him and I talked to him and I said, I don't care what you say. One of the things, of course, I mean, he appreciates that. Remember that Doug Van Johnson used to have the tapes taken off, and then he'd call in the press secretary for the first year, and then he'd raise and raise all the. Why did you say that? Why happened it?
Yeah.
And he's scared of that. But Ziegler knows he's going to be back.
He had a microphone in there, listened to it in here, and called the poor son of a bitch in the middle of the briefing.
Oh,
said, you get
really?
That straightened out.
Is that right?
I didn't know.
What I was going to say is that Ziegler, when you look at his briefings over the time, and the kind of, for example, the early people, it's not that difficult. Because basically, it doesn't make that much difference if it gets screwed up. But in Henry's field, oh, really? You just start with it, and Henry's impossible to work with. And so Ziegler goes out day after day,
and man, it has to
really job.
It has to fight for every crumb he gets out of the NSC before he goes on.
It's very interesting that a guy with his background.
He doesn't have any background.
That's the value. Come into that slot.
That's why.
Well, that's not all why. He's able.
He's smart.
He's talented in a certain direction.
He's smart.
He has a high IQ.
He has an adequate IQ, but he has a retentive mind, and he has a willingness to work his ass off to get himself ahead.
Yeah.
That's the thing. All the time he was working for me was obvious. He didn't always do things right, but he never missed trying to.
Yeah.
And that's the rare thing today. Damn few people will work that
way. Well, and he's competitive.
Competitive as hell.
That's right. Which you have to be.
Right. But also he has a clear understanding of his mission, and he understands what it is he's supposed to do and how he's supposed to do it. And he'll bust his ass to do it.
Well, I also think that's sneaky quality, which is great.
And he likes
the
fight.
The thing is, you see, actually, we got to realize Klein is excellent at just what he's doing. But Klein does not have the precision to be a presidential press secretary. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that would drive me nuts. Just nuts. But he's excellent at doing what he's doing. You know, he sort of pads around.
Yeah.
Talk to the news guys and appears to be earnest and try and sort of stumbles and bumbles and does very well.
But he's one of them, basically.
That's right.
Ziegler
represents that.
Ziegler is not one of them, but he's learned to think like them. And he's now a master.
But not by being one of them, but by being an enemy.
That's
you don't
right.
have to think of what of
that's
sense. Right.
He's got this point.
It's the talent of
the main thing that you're going to have. Maybe it's just as well that they're all smoked out in their most vicious way. John, you cannot forgive them. You cannot be for a reason that's terribly important. Not because they were against us. You have a problem. They're against us. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind anybody who's an ideological. Because of their total dishonesty.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking now.
Yeah.
York Times, the Washington Post, Time, Newsweek, the three networks have had it. Now they just simply had it. And they are never, never, never after this election to get in. And this idea, well, it may serve our interests. Bullshit. Let them write what they please. Let them get their stories in other ways. And we'll give it to such jackass operations as the U.S. News, and the Star, and Chicago Tribune, and the rest. And the same is true of the professors. And I see a fellow like Kermit Gordon, that simpering following, and I'm sure we probably need him on the payboard. Schultz had me have a man work him over and so forth. But he's not our friend. So he ain't going to be around afterwards. We just cannot risk it. You cannot risk it. Let me tell you the clearest thing that you saw. Clearest thing. Rogers hasn't seen this, but that was it. I remember when Rogers came in and insisted that we put in this photo in his head of the UN, Yost. God, get you on the board. We put him in. Yost, I could tell him when I met him and his wife, is a totally dedicated State Department liberal. And he's always screwed us up. And now he's out in the open doing it. And you see what really, when he's talking about State Department, he's talking about other things. He's a dedicated left-wing Democrat. Left-wing.
Yeah. Who, if he were saying what he's saying now,
yeah.
Normally nobody would pay any attention to him.
Oh, you're going up.
Stick with him.
The other thing is, this idea that it doesn't matter that we can take intelligent people and make them over and win them over is bullshit. It can't be done. And let me say it's somewhat to their credit.
Yeah.
If an intelligent man has made a decision about his philosophy, he isn't going to be changed by treating him nice by being in the president's office. No, not really.
Along that same line.
I'm not going to have there. I'm not going to be in there.
Okay.
Now that doesn't matter. The problem is that we don't have very many bright people on the right that have high EQs and a lot of high CQs, but damn little IQs. There are a few exceptions. Our real problem is finding a few centers, a few, I don't know who the hell they are, that we can use. Because
you got a pretty respectable lad in the New York Times yesterday.
I saw that.
But there's a list of pretty good.
Pretty old. But they're pretty good.
Now the guy from Stanford, for instance, is in his third list.
Great.
I don't know a lot of them.
Yale Law School's great.
But
some of them are sitting on bond.
Yeah.
But they're great people. They have great thinkers.
Well, those guys more like they are.
The point that I'm making is that it isn't that simple. I'm beating the people, even the government. Take the State Department, shaking it up, and all the rest. And you notice how those assholes are trying to crawl back now and say, well, they're really disillusioned by the fact that Nixon inserted, instead of firing, which we should have done, that simply has destroyed the institution, which we also should have done and have done. But the point is, but they also, they have a grudging respect for Kissinger and his travels and Nixon's leadership or something like that. They're trying to crawl back.
Yeah.
They must not get back. They're against us. God damn it, you've got to understand.
That's
this is the one reason why we're going to have to get Connally's vote, get him in some position, very great importance, because he is a nut cutter in his mind. Now, if he does come in, he's got to be a hell of a lot more of a nut cutter than he was at Treasury. The trouble with Connally is that it takes him a hell of a lot of time. Of course, he didn't know that job. But we got to check his background and see if he did fire anybody who became governor of Texas. I think he did. But I do know this, that you simply cannot trust the modern American product of our great universities. You can't, I mean, the great ones. I don't put Duke in that classification. I would put Stanford in. I doubt if I would use it. But I mean, the elite schools, let's face it, you cannot trust them. I mean, they're mailmen, you may have one or two. Basically, we have to realize the poor bastards have been brainwashed. Their characters have been destroyed. And they are against us. And it doesn't make any difference. The businessmen are the same. Why is it the advertising people are so goddamn bad in New York this afternoon? They told me about. You know why? They all come out of goddamn Eastern establishment. They're no good.
Well, the people they're concerned with are all Jewish, too. Which is another
Jew side of the same coin. Well, that's another. There are going to be any Jews. We've got our quota. That's it.
We've got a flaming problem with Hesper. I don't know what to do about him.
Is he one of you?
Well,
attacking us, of course.
He's always attacking us. He threw his arm around Schreiber when he was there.
Sure.
And I'd like to get the guy off that Civil Rights Commission.
Well, when do we have a chance?
Well, we don't have a chance, but I'd like to just call him in after you rack up a mandate.
Yeah.
And just say the president wants your resignation.
Sure. Can we invite him? Pointed for life.
Well, he's appointed for a 6-year term. Unfortunately, we reappointed him.
Well, that's my hand, and also that Jew who was the head of the staff, you remember?
Yeah.
And they were all gone.
He's gone, so there's a better situation there, but Hesburgh still kills us all the time.
And deliberately. Well, he's going to believe. He does not keep beliefs safe.
Sure.
But well, he has great respect for you as a person and your beliefs. But frankly, your beliefs are not his. And therefore, he has a right. He'd like to have your resignation. And if he doesn't, let's kill the goddamn agency.
Well, there's some things we do. Unfortunately, they get the money directly from Congress. But
now, on your cuts, you get the 20%.
Yeah.
Is it 20%?
It's 20% of 50 cap budgets. It isn't 20% across the board.
Not percent, but it includes CIA.
Yes, certainly. Sure. Yeah, it includes defense. You can cut at your option. You know.
Wait, he cut more than 20% in everything except those 50 categories.
No,
right?
No.
You can only cut up to 20 in those 50, and you can't cut anything in the other.
See, there are certain exempt items, like the interest on the national debt,
veterans,
Social Security, although he can cut administration of Social Security.
HUD cut, all the new agencies cut, agriculture,
good line.
But I want 5%. Key thing is you got a chance to control. You got a chance to cut, but because of the election, post election, you got a chance to control where you cut rather than simply turning it over to them and having a cut. Show versus genders. And get rid of the people you want to get rid of. We've got them.
Check.
I would not talk to a news magazine. Never again. Never, 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 never. Now, that's the kind of discipline we want to run.
Except U.S. News, you'll play it.
U.S. News, you will play it. New York Times, we will never play. The New York Times must be ostracized. That means Sunday, Dale, all of them are not going to get in. I've said this before, but I mean it. It's like I mean it for the next 3 weeks, too. There ain't nothing you can talk to the Times about, believe me. It's not helping the next 3 years, except to put the night in your back. That's why we're right not to try to return any calls at all. Nothing to do with the Post. To say there's one soft spot is Carol Kilpatrick. He likes him as a person. Who doesn't like Carol Kilpatrick? Nevertheless, he's with the Washington Post. He gets nothing. Nothing. There's something I've got to cut them out socially to. They're going to be invited. When I have a Christmas party over here, they aren't going to be on the list. They're not going to be in that house. You can do that. You can do that. But the other school of electoral, it's my invitation, my house. They come to the press conferences. Yes, they will never be recognized at the press conference. That's the way it's going to be played. Listen, we're not recognized, sure. He's an enemy, and I know it.
Yeah.
And Edward B. Morgan, I know what he is. He makes no bones about him. But not these assholes. That's what we've got to do. That's the way to play the game. And don't think that won't hurt. Don't think it won't help us. First person with our friends and building them up a little.
One thing we've got to try to do is get our friends to get some good reporters. I don't know why, but we can't. See if we can't help them on the basis of promising that we'll beat them. But, you know, it's kind of tough to rely on the inner corner, who is a wonderful guy, being much of a reporter.
I have a hunch Semple is going to leave at times.
Yeah. Where the hell would he go?
Well, this ties to what Bob's just saying.
The kind of guy that, you know, Semple goes.
He'd go to the Tribune or someplace. Why, we could feed the hell out of
him. Even the Los Angeles Times. We're going to have to play the damn Los Angeles Times. I mean, you know what I mean? It's bad news. But you got to play it.
Yeah.
And they did endorse us.
Well, he came.
The Los Angeles Times with the Washington Post News Service, their Monday paper today, as far as I can find, has not one line about the spaghetti case or any of that crap. Well, because they endorsed it. Maybe ownership discipline, probably. But at least there's. And that's even though Dwight Chapin and Herb Kalmbach are both from LA. And spaghetti.
You see,
my family story all the way.
My families are not against people that are against us. I can talk to the Green or Brush or Joel Mine. They are blood enemies, and I know it. And I just stick a knife in their heart just like they would in mine. Was necessary. That's what we're talking about. These are people that have forfeited their right to come in here because of their total hypocrisy, their total dishonesty. Forfeited. Now, that's all there is to it. I'm not going to screw around with it anymore.
Well, that's the difference. They don't go under the label of enemy. They go under the label of objective reporter, which is they are.
That's right.
And we constantly build them up every time we see them. So they don't think those nice future chats. Times, Newsweek is life is. If anybody talks to any one of those people from now on, he's out of this administration. Is that clear? I mean, first, the next 3 weeks is obvious. But from now on, they're out. Now, the network people, we got to talk to, I know that, for a while. But there you pick and choose.
We
right
don't see much
of that.
Sure. We don't.
Maybe we have to see more of it. But my point is the network people.
They don't come around.
Henry has been bugging us for months and months and months to go on a call show.
Oh.
I won't let him go on a call show. I was over there when he went to POWs today. Mr. Killian.
Well, they don't ask for appointments. They don't come around. Valeriani comes around once in a while.
Damn rarely. They aren't.
Yeah.
It's the guys that are really on the two news magazines.
And if they take
and Ziegler will have great trauma on it. Henry will be our worst man.
slapping around all
the
time.
Yeah, right. Is we've got to develop the technician of style for dealing with it, which is right. Something that develop is not growing. But to Jerry Shepard, Jerry, it's nothing personal. It's just there's no point in my studying.
Well, exactly. Like my last conversation with Simple called and said that my brain beat out by the Washington Post. And my editors are all over.
Right in here.